I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's before we dig into the tech leaders building their own private utopia here, did you hear what Corinne Diversity Hire said? She was arguing with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper was bringing up, Joe Biden's kind of old. And then she brings up Joe Biden walking into Kyiv. Keep in mind, there's a lot of evidence out there. There were a couple articles printed about it that the Biden administration called ahead of time and made sure they set the sirens off for when Joe was there. So
when we were marking the 1 year anniversary, right, of the war in Ukraine, the unprovoked war by Russia, What did the president do? He went to Kyiv. And he was there with the alarms blaring in the back. And people were so impressed that he was able to be there and look strong and represent the American people in a war zone country.
Well, I'm not saying he's not able to walk.
No, but you're talking about his strength, right? You're talking about how he's looked.
Why do so many of these people go to Kyiv? It is a war zone, after all, right? Why did Randy Weingarten, the head of the teachers union, go to Kyiv? Head of a teachers union here in America, she went to Kyiv. Celebrity after celebrity, congressman after congressman, senator after senator, United States president, they all go to Kyiv. It's very weird. All right, let's move on. Before we get to emails, I want to get to this. So we've talked a lot about the fatal flaw of communism. The fatal flaw of communism is it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's really that simple. It does not work. It's horrible. So they never want to live under it. That's why shipping illegals to places like Martha's Vineyard in New York worked so incredibly well. As soon as they have to start experiencing it, they start to make noise and don't like it. But we always do have to remember this. There are two different kinds of people who choose communism. Two different levels of communism. This is something we brought up before, but we haven't really dug into it on the show. There are the elites, the planners, and then there's the idiot peasants. Now, why did I call them idiots? Because they're malcontented and miserable, and they choose an evil demonic religion that will supposedly make them less miserable. That's a really stupid thing to do. But they are most definitely two different people. You see, when the Soviets took over, of course, there's this central committee of all the elites. And the elites at the central committee, it wasn't just Lenin and Stalin and Trotsky and the boys. It was a whole central committee of them. Yeah, everyone else was starving to death and it sucked. Dude, it was steak dinners and gold-plated this and palaces here and a vacation home there. The elites who did all the planning, the elites who'd read Karl Marx, they were living high on the hog. All the malcontented peasants who were told that life would be better, they're the ones who starved to death. In East Germany, we've talked about this one. This is my favorite example before. The communists who ran East Germany, who were destroying the country, there were some rebellions and the people weren't happy and the things kind of sucked there. Everything was bland and horrible because communism makes everything bland and horrible, but they didn't want to live under that. So they created for themselves their very own forest community, a lovely little suburb that had a restaurant and a movie theater and a sports club and everything the other East Germans couldn't have access to. But they, of course, the elites, the planners, didn't want to actually live under it. That was for everybody else. That brings us to America. We've talked a lot about the condition of American cities. From New York to L.A., Chicago, the American cities, Philly, how they're just rotting. Crime, communism, crime, communism, crime. Just this never-ending death spiral of crime and communism. And we're talking about what does it look like going forward. I hadn't even considered this, but it just goes to show you who these people really are. Remember, the idiot peasants who still vote Democrat every time, they're going to stay in these cities and suffer. They're going to suffer from their own bad choices, and maybe one day they'll wake up and stop voting that way. But the elites who still vote Democrat every time, they're going to be just fine. I had originally thought it was just going to be kind of city blocks with private security, apartment complexes with security out the wazoo. I guess I hadn't given them enough credit. They're building their own city in California. Tech leaders, Goldman Sachs guys, all these rich guys, I'm not going to go through the name. They're building a private utopian city citing, and I quote, bad California policies. This is from The Blaze. They're building a gigantic city, which of course is going to include a solar farm, a giant orchard, a huge park you can walk through. But they're really worried and bothered by all this California crime and homelessness. So are they going to change course? Start voting Republican? Start funding Republican ideas? Start getting back to what can bring back California cities? Well, no, my gosh, no. They're just going to build their own city where they can escape to and everyone else lives in the pee and heroin needles. Boy, if that isn't the most communist thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Speaking of big tech, you've already heard me rant on this, so I'm not going to stay on it too long. I just wanted to bring this up. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy is his name. He tells his employees it's past time to commit to the company's return to the office mandate. The employees don't want to go back to the office. Employers, large and small, want you in the office. You're a better worker in the office. You will get promoted faster in the office. But because we decided to reorder American society under COVID, a lot of workers don't want to return to the office. And people looking for jobs now, they seek out jobs that will allow them to work from home. So employers are having to compete for employees who have options. But like I said, like I warned during COVID, we are reordering American society in ways that are incalculable. Gosh, that's such a big word I just nailed. What, Chris? Don't be jealous. I can see your jealousy. Jesse, thanks for the brief synopsis on Stalin and Poland. If I remember right, if I recall, Stalin also had a vendetta against Poland after a military defeat in 1920-21 by the Polish military, his ruthlessness, so on and so forth. Yes, remember, communism, as we've talked about, the reason, part of the reason they destroy their own nations is communism is never about the nation. Communism is about the world. It's a religion. It's a worldwide religion. As soon as the Soviets took over, like 5 minutes after they took over the Soviet Union, they invaded Poland. They were coming for all of Europe. And Poland really saved Europe, definitely. I don't want to say the world. That's probably too far. But they saved Europe. They made this valiant stand, and Stalin and Trotsky were involved in all this as military leaders, and they made this valiant stand and put a stop to the Soviets. Did you know that? Jesse, you have a look. Your hair is unique. It has sort of a Mohawk mystique. Tell your wife it's your trademark, your signature style, and it's part of your incredibly important job. No, buddy, I don't have a signature style. I don't have any style. And the only reason I have anything that looks like a mohawk, I'm looking myself on the TV screen here, is because the hairline is receding on the sides. It's really going back on the sides. The front part, hanging on like grim death. I applaud you, front part. The sides, though, they're going away. Jesse, can you honor my daughter? Lisa Marie Walker just got her degree, and now she's a command sergeant major. How about that? Lisa Marie Walker. Lisa, your father, he didn't say I could use his name. I will not. But your father wanted me to give you a shout out, and I give you a shout out. Go get him. Hey, Jesse. Was making my way back home to Beaufort, South Carolina from a getaway in Asheville, North Carolina. He said the home of brew pubs, Subarus, and lots of brightly colored hair. I'll tell you a story about Asheville in a second. With the missus, and when it looked like she was asleep in the passenger seat, I popped on some Jesse Kelly. To my surprise, about 45 minutes later, she pipes up and says, "Who is this guy? I thought he was a bit of a clown at first, but I actually really enjoyed him." Well done, Jesse. No, a clown? What? Asheville, North Carolina. So, you know the story about how I quit my job, right? Quit my job in D.C. Well, one of the various times where I quit my job. Oh, crap. We're up against the break. Let me do the break thing, and then we'll come back. I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll get to more emails and more weaponized systemic racism and so much more is still to come. But first, let's deal with putting our money where our morals are, and let's deal with our cell phones. You might have a cell phone with a cracked screen. You might have a cell phone whose battery is leaving a little something to be desired these days. Well, why don't you go get a new one? I know, but you don't get a new one because they're expensive. Well, not if you switch to PureTalk. Imagine getting a free Samsung 5G Galaxy phone. That's what happens right now when you switch to PureTalk and sign up for their unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan. That's just $35 a month, by the way. That comes with not only a mobile hotspot, comes with a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. On top of that, you're supporting a company that shares your values. All you have to do is pick up your cell phone right now. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Go get you your free phone. We shall return.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. How about communists paying their foot soldiers? How about that? Denver to pay $4.7 million to Black Lives Matter protesters who violated emergency curfew during the riots. Oh, there's more. Jury awards $3.75 million to a man shot with foam projectiles by the LAPD during the George Floyd riots. The street communists in this country burnt down city after city and their millionaires for it. January 6 Meemaws, who sauntered into the Capitol for 15 minutes, are getting multiple years in the federal penitentiary. And guess what? The Republican House of Representatives, if what I heard today is true, and I pray to God it is not true, the Republican House of Representatives, they're about to do a temporary fund of the U.S. government. You know how this is the appropriations month, September's appropriation month? They have the power of the purse. The whole defund the DOJ that's trying to imprison Donald Trump for the rest of his life. They have the option to defund that DOJ. You know that, right? Defund the FBI. They're going to fund all of it, but just for a few more months. Mark my words, they're going to. This is why I tell you, man, we are in trouble. Let's get to some emails. Dear Shadow, are there any other candidates other than Trump or DeSantis you would vote for over Dave Smith if he did run and get the Libertarian nomination? I love Dave Smith. Dave Smith's good people. I'd probably vote for Dave Smith over both those guys. If Dave Smith was ever running and actually got the nomination, I'd probably vote for him over Trump and Heavy D. I love me some Dave Smith. Dave Smith's a great dude. Dear Shogun, what are the best kinds of cookies? Oatmeal raisin. No question. No question. Dear radio host with two chick names. That's not very nice. Do you really believe Trump is ahead by 40 points? I don't get the feeling he's up that much. Your thoughts? I don't know. I guess this is how I look at this. I never really care that much about what the polls say at this point in a primary. One, because they're virtually all national polls. National poll. 500 people were surveyed. That means less than nothing when it comes to a primary. That means nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Republican presidential primaries are held a state at a time. And I realize there are days like Super Tuesday where multiple states vote. They're held a state at a time. You have Iowa, and then you have New Hampshire, and then you go this, and then that, and then this, and then that, and then this, and then that. And we're so far away from the primary, I don't know. If I had to guess, I would guess he's up. I would guess if the primary in all 50 states was held tomorrow, that Trump would probably win. But I don't know how that works. And I don't know. Here's what I don't know. I don't know how the Republican primary voter is going to respond to the lawfare that's being done against Trump. I don't know what that response is going to be. I know this. I know it makes them angry. It makes me unreasonably angry what they're doing to Trump. It makes you unreasonably angry. It makes people angry. And when people get angry, they respond in different ways. Is all that anger going to drive more people to vote for Trump? I know that's the conventional wisdom. Maybe it will. I don't know. I'm going to have to wait till we get a lot closer to the states actually voting before I take any stock in this at all. This is why I was advising my Trump friends that are on Trump's campaign. They were texting me. We were talking back and forth about the campaign. What do you like? What you don't like? That kind of thing. And they brought up his lead and, you know, these national polls. This. And that's why I told him, hey, y'all better slow your roll on that. It's a long way until voting starts. Trump is bleeding money because he has to spend it all on this ridiculous legal stuff. He's bleeding money and he's not campaigning very much. I don't know whether that's because of legal stuff or age, but he's not out there very much. Is that going to make a difference? I mean, that stuff does make a difference. I said, slow down. We got a long campaign. You better stay with it. And the same thing with my DeSantis friends. One of my real close buddies is on DeSantis' campaign. And he was texting me, hey, what do you make of this? Are we really down? Is it over? I said, over? What are you talking about? He's raising great money. He's got a great ground game. It's anybody's game. He can certainly win. He's behind. There's no question. You got to run like you're behind if you're DeSantis because Donald Trump's winning right now. But can you win? My goodness, who's cashing in their chips in August? Go run your race, man. It's fine. It ain't won, it ain't lost, it ain't nothing yet. It just started. We had our first debate like 15 minutes ago. Jesse, if some of the states take Trump off the ballot in the general, why can't voters write him in? Oh, they can and they should. Look, if Trump wins the primary and they take him off the ballot for the general, which is what I think is going to happen, I think both of those things are likely to happen, I'm writing him in. Are you writing him in? I mean, I'm writing him in, but there aren't enough of us. This is something that we get confused by. Remember, there's the Republican base, and then there's the general election voter. Those two things are not the same thing. Elections in this country, even ones they cheat in, are close. They're always close. It's always a couple points. Couple points here, couple points there. 10,000 votes in this state, 5,000 votes in that state. That's what decides presidential politics. It's not possible. It's not possible to have a write-in campaign be successful. Not for Democrats, not for Republicans, because you can't get enough normie norms in the general population to participate. Will enough of the Republican base do it? Yeah, but we don't need, it's not that we don't need the base, you know what I mean. The base ain't going to decide an election. Independents, sadly, decide elections. All right. More systemic racism. And CNN is doing what? Ruining more things? We'll get to that. We're also going to get to this. Making basic preparations. It's part of what gives us all peace of mind. I know it's part of what gives me peace of mind. When I get worried, when I get frantic about what's going on, oh my gosh, the dollar, they're wrecking us, World War III. I saw Tucker was out there yesterday predicting war kicks off with Russia, hot war between us and Russia within a year. Oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, make preparations. Prepare. Part of basic preparations is having an emergency food supply. That is basic preparations. You don't have to take that from me. Go look it up. Anyway, shoot, even the idiots at FEMA will tell you that. Basic preparations. Everyone who lives in your home needs 3 months worth of food. Non-perishable food. Do you have that? The answer is probably no. Most people don't. My Patriot Supply does. They have emergency 3 month food kits prepped, ready to go. They ship fast and they ship free and they ship anonymously. And when you get it, don't put it on social media and don't eat it. Stash it, please. Stash it, but go get it. Especially when they're $200 off. They're $200 off right now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you get that deal. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists. But the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist.
That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why won't you leave us alone, CNN? It is me, Jesse Kelly, here at The Jesse Kelly Show. Sorry, I'm lamenting something. I just, you know how we talk about what the system is? And I'm not going to go over all of it again, because you know this like the back of your hand by now, about how all the institutions got taken over by the same religion. And then one day they kind of all woke up and realized, hey, if we just work together, we can loot this despicable country that we all hate. We can loot it dry as long as we protect each other. And we'll all just work together at all times. There's no end to how many ways this makes our lives worse. Would you like to hear the newest and latest and greatest one? So, CNN, they're going to start throwing in little CNN things, news clips, in various other channels and shows, like HBO Max is something. You go watch HBO On Demand. Apparently, you're just going to be sitting there watching HBO, and then, bam, CNN's just going to give you a facial right then and there. Just right in your face. Just, there's no end to these people. And this is what they do. Oh, we're failing. Oh, what a coincidence. We're failing too. Hey, let's just join forces and rub our crappy television programming in your face all day long. These people won't leave us alone. CNN is in the airports. They're into schools. Friggin' nightmare. Maureen Kelly. I've been in the financial industry for 34 years. I can tell you that the beep is going to hit the fan economically. They have no clue what's coming. When a money runs out, they will learn a very harsh lesson, and it will take away their narcissistic and virtue signaling ways. This economy will be in trouble for years. Well, gosh, thanks a lot for that bright. Thanks for that bright and sunny email. No, look, he's right. I don't want to. Okay, let's talk about something when it comes to finances. I didn't want to do much of this today, but what happened? GDP. We got the GDP numbers today. They're under 3. We need the GDP, gross domestic product. We need it to grow, and we need it to grow a lot in order to keep up with not just the debt, the interest on the debt. This is, let's make it about the household. Okay, so we make $50,000 a year. That's what we make as a house. We make $50,000 a year. We have a home loan that with an adjustable rate mortgage on it. All right. Just think about our country like that. We're a family making 50 grand a year, home loan, adjustable rate mortgage. What happened? They adjusted our interest rates. We were paying 2.65. We're now paying 7.65. This has taken all of our disposable income, and it's all going to the home. In fact, it's taken more than our disposable income, and it's going to the home. Now we're not making ends meet. So what do we have to do as a home? There's only one thing we can do. We have to make more than $50,000 a year. We have to find a way to make more. Time to get a side gig. Time to drive Uber or something like that. Pause on that. Quick side note. I try to talk to my drivers whenever we get, whenever we take a cab, taxi, Uber, something like that, somewhere out to dinner, something like that, airport. Those Uber guys make decent money. They make decent money. Yeah, it's some work, and the hours you want to work and the places you want to work are the worst places. Like, you want to go downtown after a concert. That's where you'll make the most money, but that's also where you're going to get a car full of drunk women, and everyone knows there's nothing more annoying on the planet than drunk women, so you're going to have to deal with that. But you're also going to make money. Anyway, quit. It's side gig time. You have to make more than $50,000 a year. That's where we are as a nation. The debt is growing, and it's growing exponentially. Interest rates going up, and now we know that's going to keep going up. They're going to jack rates up again. We need a GDP that is increasing like 10 points. It's really a necessity at this point. We need a rapidly growing economy. We have to begin taking in a lot more money. It's the only chance we have to get ahead of all this. We have to start taking in more money, a lot more, growing our economy. The problem is they're not growing it. They're not even interested in growing it. My goodness, they're actually destroying it.
I don't think anybody can deny the impact of the climate crisis anymore. Just look around. Historic floods. I mean, historic floods.
They've declared war on the economy. War on it. Just make some preparations, okay? Make some preparations. All right, I want to play this again because I believe that he deserves his say again. This is the Gold Star father of fallen Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz.
Not a single person has been held accountable. Our so-called leader can't seem to even utter their names in public, not even once. Mr. Biden has run his entire political campaign for 50 years as the family man. Well, I've got news for you, sir. The curtain has been lifting, and that campaign slogan will never work again. We have seen what's going on in your family, and even worse, we've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families. And there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military, and I regret not saying that to your face when I had the opportunity in Dover. I felt it more important to bite my tongue, but I also had more important things on my mind at that time, like receiving my son's lifeless body stateside. While I stood there on the tarmac, watching you check your watch over and over again, all I wanted to do was shout out, "It's 2:30. But out of respect to the other grieving families, I bit my tongue once again. Well, as you could probably tell by now, I'm done biting my tongue. You, sir, stole their lives, their futures, their dreams, and have ripped apart 13 families. You cannot even man up and admit that. You, sir, discredit honor and integrity. 2 years later, there are things I find myself thinking about. Where and what was Biden's logic sneaking out of Bagram in the middle of the night before ever getting a single Afghan partner or American civilian out? This is the purest definition of intentional negligence. This is just one of many irresponsible and negligent decisions coming from the White House. Between what has been happening here domestically, for example, the border, over the last 2.5 years, and all your failed foreign policy decisions, I would venture a guess that you have more American blood on your hands, Mr. Biden, than any president in U.S. history.
Corinne Diversity Hire was asked about that Afghanistan withdrawal today.
Does President Biden plan to commemorate the events and the people who were killed and left behind?
So, as you know, the president had a statement recently when it came to the anniversary of Abbeygate. So just want to state this, as it was stated in the president's statement, that we'll forever honor the memory of the 13 service members who were stolen far too soon from their families, loved ones, and brothers and sisters in arms while performing a noble mission on behalf of our nation. And the First Lady, certainly the president, and our entire nation will always support those families.
Yeah, sure you do. For some reason, the families don't think that you care about them at all. Maybe it's because you've never reached out to them. You refuse to reach out to them. The Biden administration, nobody will reach out to the Marines who are still wounded in that. Remember, we talk about the 13 dead. Remember, we have Marines. That was a nasty bomb. That was a nasty suicide bomb. We have Marines who will miss limbs that don't grow back. They're missing limbs right now as we speak. We have guys who are disabled the rest of their lives because of what the Biden administration did, and they couldn't even make a phone call. Not even a, "Hey, how you doing? Thanks for your service." Nothing. Evil people, man. Evil people run this country. All right. Headlines I didn't get to. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we do have a little bit of breaking news for you, even though this took place like 3 hours ago. Joe Biden finally decided to make some sort of a public statement about the hurricane that just tore through Florida, kind of is tearing through Florida. By the way, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, just a heads up, coming your way. No panic, no panic needed. It's a hurricane. Just make preparations. Be smart. Be really smart. President got up, and I can't believe he did this again.
I know from experience how much anxiety and fear and concern there are in the people. We didn't lose our whole home, but lightning struck, and we lost an awful lot of it about 15 years ago.
He can't help himself. He can't. There's no soul. He hasn't really had one of those in a long time. And now you combine no soul with no mind. And that's just, he's more like an old cadaver robot at this point in time. There's nothing else in there except for lies about things that he's gone through. It's just, hey man, what do you want me to tell you? California school holds segregated play date to exclude white students. It's an elementary school in the San Francisco Bay Area. It is really, really something how much racism, open systemic racism against white people has been institutionalized at the highest levels of power in this country, not just in this country, in the West itself, but let's just focus on us. The amount of open discrimination against white people that is not just permitted, cheered these days, is staggering. And I'm going to tell everybody this. Start suing. Start suing. People are, these white people, I believe it was Starbucks, just got sued and lost. These people are suing for discrimination because that's what it is, and they're winning. If you have been discriminated against for your skin color, sue. It's your right to sue. We're going to sue. Everything's racism. It's fine. Let's dial up the lawsuits. At least get rich while you do it. Yeah. Lee. Jesse, sweetheart, I'm listening to you on tonight talking about how the CIA has infiltrated our journalism, how Putin kills his opponents, how they killed the 71-year-old in Utah last week. You're very vocal about how corrupt Biden is, how communists in our country are working on us, and you're very explicit in your explanations for how bad things are going to be, how they're working hard to destroy us. I fear for you and your family. They are going to want to silence you. And the subject is, I worry for your safety, honey. Well, lady, I'm not leaving this earth 1 second before God is done with me. I don't care how many entities on the planet line up to kill me. People tried to kill me before, and yet here I am, still churning and burning on the radio, putting out award-winning sounds, if I may say so myself, Chris. Plus, I've got a male vitality stack flowing through my veins. I'm just pure testosterone at this point in time. I'm pretty sure I could take on the entire CIA and Putin with one anti... No, I'm kidding. I couldn't do any of that, but I do have good testosterone and great balance and great energy, and my mind works great. Because I'm on a male vitality stack. Take it for 90 days. It's from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. There are estrogens in your waters. They're in the plastic. We drink them. We shower in them. That's why testosterone levels are dropping like a stone. We don't have to accept being a bunch of low-T man boobed weenies. We can get on male vitality stacks. And ladies, are you tired of needing that cup of coffee at 3 p.m? Would you like a solution for that? What if you could feel fantastic without the caffeine rush? Oh, you can still have your coffee. You just won't need it. Female Vitality Stack from Chalk. Again, natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Also, a reminder, remember to bully people.
There are no masks I see in the community. And when I wear one, you know, when I'm at the airport or in the flight, I see people laughing at me. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm proud of you If it was a Jesse Kelly listener who laughed at her, I'm proud of you. We must continue to mock communists. From now on, they've been the aggressors for far too long. It's our job now to make them feel shame.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Burger King must face a lawsuit claiming it makes Whoppers look much larger and meatier on its menus, a judge rules. Look, if you go buy anything from Burger King, you deserve to get ripped off. Disgusting. McCarthy starts to plot Biden impeachment strategy while GOP skeptics remain. They're going to fund the DOJ and FBI, and they're not going to impeach Joe Biden. Or if they do, it'll be the start of next year or something. Nothing in time. Everything a day late and a dollar short. Germany to miss climate goals despite spending over $500 billion on the green agenda. It is wild what a money-making money suck the whole go green thing is as they destroy the power grid. As they destroy really everything, as they destroy our food supply, all of it, so many people are getting so rich off of the taxpayer, German and American. The American taxpayer is making these people filthy rich. Chaos erupts in Tennessee legislature as things get physical between Justin Pearson and the GOP speaker, that dirty commie in Tennessee, Pearson, all those dirty commies who got expelled and then they got put right back into office. They're still making idiots of themselves in the Tennessee legislature. Just a reminder, we red states have a long way to go, too. New York State Democrats to sue schools that refuse to enroll illegal immigrant students. Get out of your blue area now. Biden offers advice, but no aid, as Adams pleads for help in managing the New York City migrant crisis. I love that. Biden, well, I mean, we'll give you some pointers or something like that. Does that help? Manchin, that's Joe Manchin, and his daughter pitching donors on a centrist political group. I actually think Joe Manchin might be in real legitimate trouble as far as getting reelected in West Virginia goes. He's got a big boy opponent, current governor of West Virginia, who's popular. Joe Manchin has been forced by the communists in his party to take some really unpopular votes. It would be real nice to get rid of Joe Manchin. Governor Whitmer's consultant used Greek alphabet and calculated effort to conceal email. It's wild how many of these presidents and governors have all these fake names and things. It's almost as if they're doing things illegally. You know what would be really super handy? If we had a federal FBI, a Federal Bureau of Investigation, like a federal law enforcement arm that could look into things like this. Wouldn't that be handy if we had something besides a Cheka that was just designed to lock up soccer moms and pro-lifers? Beer goggles, no longer an honest excuse for your drunken hookup. Well, too bad for Army guys. I'm concerned that they have a leak. I'm concerned they have a leak. Sensitive Biden administration documents keep ending up in Iranian government-backed newspaper. Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you have a government full of 20-year-old communists. You will do it again tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.